This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Many cities have a signature sound. Detroit has Motown. Memphis has the blues. Nashville has a country twang. The nation's capital, Washington, D.C., grooves to a sound called go-go. This is dance music, beats that are meant to get bodies moving. The lyrics and the rhythm are pretty simple, even repetitive. The texture of the music comes from the call and response with the crowd and the blend of a wide range of musical influences: Latin, funk, soul, the blues. When you walk in the club, you want to show some love. Do what? The man orchestrating this party is Chuck Brown, the godfather of go-go. He created and popularized this sound some 30 years ago. Chuck Brown stopped by our studios recently to chat about his new CD. It's called We're About the Business. He's 71 years old, still spry and more stylish than most men half his age, with a signature hat, several gold rings, and sunglasses that sparkle like a chrome grill on a hot rod. Chuck says his music is like gumbo. Lots of ingredients, no fixed recipe, no two batches are exactly the same.
You got the percussion and a little funky music there and some funky lyrics that you might shout at the audience and they holler back at you. I mean, that's the full ingredients of it. Without the audience, you know, you just don't have the effect. When you walk in the club, you want to show some love. Play cabarets and things, and the place be all full of tables and chairs and people sitting there. They wouldn't dance until they got half drunk, you know.
Oh, had a few sips before they stepped on the dance floor.
Right, and then, but when we started that go-go thing, that beat, the mink coats disappeared, and the neckties came open, and then tables and chairs disappeared, and the floor was full. Now here's what I'm gonna need y'all to do. Just let the beat control of you. If you're in your car, enjoy your ride. If you're dancing, move your body side to side. Bump it, bump it. Gonna get funky. Chuck,
we're listening to this on a CD. If we were actually in a club, when you say we're gonna get funky, you'd probably hear the audience
right
yell right back.
They're gonna sit right back, yeah. Funky, they go funky, funky, you know, and that's the way to do it. You know, you have to really get into it and realize that the audience participation, the crowd response is what's happening. And we'll just play and play and just keep going. It won't stop. It's continuous music. It's not like doing a top 40 where you do a couple of songs and then you stop. But when we started creating that go-go beat, we would come out of one top 40 and go right into another. They're only hooks, you know what I'm saying? I'm not what you might call a lyric writer. I write hooks and try to make them work with the audience. And funky tracks, that's what you need.
On the CD, an interviewer actually asks you a question. It's the way the song begins. And the interviewer asks, if you had to keep just one genre, if you had to choose just one, what would it be? And your answer is the blues. And then boom,
yeah.
It opens up with this song. Why the blues, though? Why is this sound more important than all the others?
I just feel so good, man. You know, I feel the blues. It's in me. I'm born with that in me.
Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues.
Actually, Chuck, you have had your share of the blues. You've
yes,
seen
ma'am.
Your ups and your downs. You
absolutely.
Did a little bit of time.
Absolutely.
And that's where you really learned how to play the guitar.
Right. I was 24 years old, and I paid a young man 5 cards of cigarettes. He would make you a guitar in a cobbler shop. Made everybody a guitar that wanted one. 5 cards of cigarettes. And I sat there on my bunk and I learned to play, you know, play a few little tunes. And the guys used to crowd around and say, man, you ought to get on the show over there in the auditorium, you know. Within 6 months' time, I was on the show. And when I got out, you know, I was working two or three jobs, but on the weekends, people would call me to the little cookouts in their backyards to play. Then sometimes they would pass the hat around, take up a little collection for me, give me a few encouraging words. You ought to get in the band and cut some records, you know? I said, well, I'm on parole at this point in time, and I'm not allowed to play in places that serve alcoholic beverages. So I did pretty good. I was a good boy. But I started playing with a group, and I was on stage at the Panorama Room playing one night, a cabaret, and when the cabaret was over, my parole officer came up to me. I didn't know he was there. Scared me to death. I said, oh, Lord, I know I'm going back now. I said, Mr. Wilson, he said, no, I don't want to yell at. Him and his wife were together, right? When is your next one? And that's when I knew that it's going to be all right, you know? So I told him what my next gig was. He said, I'll be there, too. He said, just stay out of trouble. I said, yes, sir. God bless you, and thank you so much.
I want to ask you about one particular song on your CD, the theme from The Godfather, as done a la Go-Go.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't help but smile when you
I
listen
love
to this.
I love it. I love the movie and everything.
You know, you listen to this, you imagine the Corleone family doing this funky two-step in
right.
the kitchen or something like that.
Yeah, but I can just imagine them rocking like this, you know what I'm saying? Just grooving to it. And I always did, you know, love the tune. And I just decided to do it and put it on the album. Everybody calls me the Godfather. I didn't designate that name for myself. You know, it came through the fans. They're the boss, the fans and the radio, the DJs, you know. They started calling me the Godfather, so there it is. Show you right.
Well, Chuck Brown, we are so glad that you came in and spent some time with us in the studio.
My pleasure.
That's Chuck Brown, the Godfather of Go-Go. His new album is called We're About the Business, and you can hear a concert of Chuck Brown performing live in Washington, D.C. at our website, NPR.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.